Hey, Fearless Femmes. It's Jessica Lane here, and you know that feeling when you're carrying around a heavy weight? Not a literal one, but more like emotional baggage. Those past hurts, resentments, even anger you keep tucked away. Well, today we're diving into the power of forgiveness, not for anyone else, but for you. Because holding on to these things can be seriously draining, and letting go? That's where the real magic happens. Trust me, this isn't about condoning bad behavior, it's about releasing yourself from its grip. So, what are the 5 key takeaways we're unpacking today to help you master the art of forgiveness and move forward with a lighter heart? Number 1. Forgiveness isn't about forgetting. It's about acknowledging the hurt, understanding it, and choosing not to let it define your present or future. Think of it like this. You wouldn't keep wearing a ripped sweater because you felt bad about getting it snagged, right? Forgiveness is similar. You acknowledge the snag, learn from it, but move on with fresh threads. Number 2. Forgiveness isn't a one-time thing. It's a journey, and sometimes it's a long, winding road. Be patient with yourself. There will be ups and downs. You might even find yourself needing to forgive someone multiple times. That's okay. Each step forward is progress. Number 3. Forgiveness starts with you. You can't control what others do, but you can control your reactions. Choosing to forgive isn't saying their actions were okay. It's about taking back your power and refusing to let their behavior dictate your emotions. Remember that awesome Beyoncé song? I woke up like this. Well, forgiveness is a bit like that. It's about waking up empowered and choosing your own response. Number 4. Holding onto anger or resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts you far more than them. Forgiveness isn't for their benefit, it's for yours. It frees you from the emotional shackles that keep you tethered to the past. Think of all the energy you'll have when you let go. And finally, number 5. Practice gratitude. This might seem a bit counterintuitive, but focusing on what you are grateful for can shift your perspective and make it easier to forgive. It's like looking through rose-colored glasses. Things might not seem so bleak anymore. Ever felt trapped in a cycle of anger towards someone who hurt you? You know that feeling when every time you see them, those old wounds just reopen? Well, I remember vividly when my best friend did something that really stung. It was this huge betrayal that left me feeling blindsided and angry. For months, I held onto that resentment, replaying the events over and over in my head. But honestly, it was exhausting. It wasn't until I started practicing gratitude for the good times we had shared, and acknowledging that everyone makes mistakes, that I finally began to let go. It wasn't easy, but it felt like lifting a huge weight off my shoulders. The anger didn't just vanish overnight, but it slowly faded, replaced by a sense of peace and understanding. So, Fearless Femmes, remember this. Forgiveness isn't about condoning wrongs, it's about setting yourself free. It's about choosing to move forward with lightness and grace. Choose forgiveness today, not for them, but for you. Go ahead, take a deep breath, release the weight of those past hurts, and step into your power. What will you choose to forgive today? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Don't forget to subscribe to Fearless Femme, 5-minute daily motivation so you don't miss our next dose of inspiration. Until tomorrow, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.